So, Rich, did you go to the gym yesterday?
I did. I went to a gym for the first ever time. I was really nervous and a little bit embarrassed, to be honest.
But there was someone there to tell you what to do, yeah?
Yeah, it was really good. The guy who was there asked me about my overall fitness and asked me why I was there.
What did you tell him?
I said I wanted a six-pack for the beach.
You didn't.
No, I said I wanted to get fit and lose a bit of weight.
And he showed you around?
Yeah, but I didn't know what any of the machines were called. I said, I think I want to start on the running machine.
You mean the treadmill?
Yeah, he corrected me. And when I had a go, I think I was walking or jogging rather than running. So treadmill is probably a better name.
What else did you go on?
I went on the cycling machine.
You mean the exercise bikes?
Yeah. That was good. A bit easier. I think I had it on the lowest setting. It was like going downhill.
That might not get you where you want to be.
No, they don't take you anywhere. Sorry. And the last thing I went on was the rowing machine. What do you call them?
You mean the rower? You're okay. You can call this one a rowing machine too, if you want.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to concentrate on vocabulary, and we're going to help you with some of the words and phrases you need at the gym.
That's right. Whether you're 15 or 50, we all need to do some exercise. That can be in the gym, in the park, or even at home.
Football clubs have strength and conditioning coaches these days. Their job is to make footballers stronger and prepare them for matches so they're in the best possible shape.
A lot of their work is done in the gym, and in this podcast, we're going to do a role play, a practice conversation. I'm going to be the strength and conditioning coach, and Rich is going to be Rich.
Remember that the focus is on the language we use and not the training routines we're talking about. It's probably better to ask for advice from a fitness instructor than follow our routines.
Yes, definitely better.
While you're listening to the role play, we want you to decide if you think Jack would be a good strength and conditioning coach or not.
So, this is your first day?
Yep, I think it would be good to take things slowly.
We'll see. Let's start with a warm-up. Okay, let's start with a bit of stretching. Can you touch your toes?
Oh, this is tough. I can touch my knees.
You can do better than that. Can you feel the muscles stretching in your calves, the back of your legs?
Yep, getting closer.
No, don't bounce, stretch.
All right, but I'm not getting to my toes.
No problem, you'll get better with practice. Let's move on to the equipment. We'll start in the weight room. Grab one of those dumbbells over there. Let's start with the 5 kilogram weights.
Bells?
Those weights, the short ones. It's got the weight on the side. See, it says 5 kilograms.
Oh yeah, okay.
Let's do a few bicep curls, like this. 1, 2, 3. I want to see 10 reps on each arm.
Reps?
Repetitions, come on. 1, 2.
8, 9. 10.
Okay, switch arms.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 9, 10.
That's a good start. 2 more sets to go.
Sets?
Yeah, you don't just do 10. You do 10 reps on each arm. 3 times. 3 sets.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Good job. Take a break and rest. Right, let's move on to the rower. 20 minutes.
The rower?
The rowing machine.
Ah, I see.
Not like that. Keep your back straight. Use your legs, not just your arms.
Like this.
Perfect. Have fun. I'll be back in 20. Finished? Good.
Finished. Brilliant.
No, we've not finished your workout yet. Let's move on to the treadmill. Let's set the incline to 6 and the speed to 6 miles per hour. 30 minutes, okay?
That's fast.
You can do it. No, don't hold the handles. Swing your arms. I'll be back in a bit.
Okay, right. How do you turn this off? I think it's time to cool down in the pool.
You've just listened to a role play and we asked you if you think Jack would be a good fitness coach. Well, I don't think he would. In the role play, he was a bit strict and I ran away before the end of the session. Maybe he would be better suited to more experienced gym goers than me.
Haha, yes, maybe right. In this section, we're going to look at some of the language connected to gyms. We're going to start by looking at some of the words and phrases we use to say why we go to the gym.
And then we're going to look at some of the words to describe equipment we find in the gym and actions we perform there.
So, in the opening conversation, Rich gave 3 reasons for wanting to go to the gym. He said that he wanted to get fit, lose weight, and I think, jokingly, he said he wanted to get a 6-pack.
The first two are probably the most common answers to the question, why do you go to the gym? To get fit means to be healthier and stronger because of doing regular exercise. And to lose weight is to become lighter, to go from 90 kilos to 80 kilos, for example.
A 6-pack is a phrase we use to describe well-defined stomach muscles that you can easily see on the body.
Some other phrases we might use when telling people why we go to the gym are to keep in shape, to tone up, or to bulk up.
To keep in shape means to remain fit and strong. To tone up means to get yourself looking athletic. And to bulk up means to get bigger by adding muscle to your body.
Oh, and some people go to the gym because they enjoy it. I don't believe these people.
Let's look at some of the words we used to describe the equipment at the gym.
In the opening conversation, we explained that a treadmill is the machine we run on.
They usually have 2 main functions which you can set or change, the speed and the incline. The speed is obvious. The higher you set the speed, the faster you have to run.
The incline is the slope of the treadmill. You can usually set different levels of difficulty. No incline means you're running on a flat surface, but by setting the incline to a higher level, it becomes more difficult to run, and it's like running uphill.
We also spoke about the exercise bike for cycling and the rower or rowing machine. These machines also have different levels of difficulty.
In the role play, we also spoke about weights. Weights are pieces of sports equipment that are usually a bar with a piece of metal at each end. They are used in a gym to make your muscles stronger. But there's also a sport called weightlifting.
There are 2 main types of weight. In the role play, I used dumbbells, which are small weights that you lift with one arm. In weightlifting, the athletes use barbells, which you lift above your head with 2 arms. Let's move on to some of the actions we use in a gym. Sticking with weights, I asked Rich to do some bicep curls with the dumbbells. Your biceps are the muscles in the top of your arm, and to curl means to bend or move your arm so it's not straight.
In the role play, we also mentioned calf muscles. These are the muscles at the back of our legs between the ankle and the knee.
You might also hear people talking about pecs, which are pectoral muscles in the chest, triceps, which are the tops of your arms at the back, hamstrings, which are the backs of your legs between the knee and your bottom, and finally, abs.
Abs are abdominal muscles, which you work on if you want a six-pack like me.
Anyway, in the gym, we work on these muscles. Before we start on the machines, we warm up, which is light exercise or stretching, which pulls the muscles lightly to prepare us for more vigorous activity.
While we're in the gym, we might do reps and sets. A rep is short for repetition and is the number of times you do the same exercise. A set is the number of times you repeat the same or set number of reps.
In the role play, when Rich was doing bicep curls, I asked him to do 3 sets of 10 reps on each arm. That's 60 reps in total. He does one set, rests, does the next set, rests, and continues like that.
Yeah, thanks for the hut.
You also have all the different body weight exercises you can do. Push-ups, crunches, squats, pull-ups, and so on.
If you're not sure what they mean, we're going to look at these in this week's task in the next section of the podcast.
And when you finish your exercise, don't forget to cool down. That's a phrasal verb and it means to do some light exercise or stretching before you finish your workout. How are you feeling, Rich?
I'm good. Why?
Well, the task this week is to describe a fitness challenge. I'm going to describe a challenge and, if you want, you can have a go at it and tell us what you think. Or you can set us a challenge and we'll try to complete it. But, Rich, guess what?
What?
You are going to do it first!
Oh, no!
So, here is my fitness challenge. Are you ready, Rich?
Bring it on.
Number 1, jumping jacks. Do 2 sets of 50 reps and rest for 30 seconds between sets.
Right, what are jumping jacks?
You jump in the air and push out your arms and legs to make a star.
Did you make them up?
No, they're real exercises.
Okay, got it.
Number 2, 25 push-ups.
Push-ups are those when you lie on your front and push your body up with your arms.
That's right. Keep your hands close together when you do them, shoulder width apart. Number 3, 25 burpees.
Burpees?
Burpees are a great full body exercise. Start standing up, squat down, lean forward and put your hands down, and kick your legs back into a plank position. Then immediately bring your feet back under your body and jump in the air with your arms above your head and shout, "Burpee!"
I have to shout burpee?
Well, no, not really. The shouting bit is optional. Exercise number 4. 20 crunches.
What are crunches?
Sometimes they're called sit-ups. You lie on your back and put your hands so you can touch your ears. Then lift your body forwards. Crunch is a better name than sit-up because you don't have to sit all the way up. You just have to raise your head and shoulders.
Ah, yes, I know.
Good. Number 5, 20 squats.
What's a squat?
You start by standing up and put your hands behind your head. Then lower yourself down, keeping your back straight and bending your knees.
Okay, I've got it. So that's 100 jumping jacks, 25 push-ups, 25 burpees, 20 crunches and 20 squats.
That's it. Do it today and let us know how it goes in the comments section.
Please, we want other people to do this too. Don't let me be the only one.
You can tell us whether you completed it, which exercises you found difficult, and how long it took in the comments section.
You can also, or instead, if you prefer, devise another workout for our listeners and write it in the comments section. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was title contender. The phrase is used to describe the teams that have a chance of winning the league.
Well done to Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Sabonaleg and Lubomir from Ukraine, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Zaid from India and Leika Wang from China. You all got the phrase right. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is just a word and is connected to what we've been talking about today, fitness. The word is... When a player gets injured on the pitch, the first person to run onto the pitch is usually the... whose job it is to assess and treat injuries to players.
I think that's a bit easier than last week's phrase.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to take part in our fitness challenge and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.